What up, everybody? Welcome back to the Zoe and Jen podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Jen.
And happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't do a podcast last week because of a situation we had.
What?
I mean, that's what it was.
It was not a situation.
Okay. Well, Janelle went to work.
Yes.
And she was working. I'm telling you, she had so much fun. Maybe you should actually do some telling. Maybe you should.
Yeah, let me tell it.
Okay, my bad. Go ahead.
I flew out to DC for work for a DEI, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Summit. It was the best. I mean, it was an unconference conference. Mm. Is that what they call it?
I don't know.
Very fluid. It was more a learning and thinking time than anything else. We visited a lot of museums. We went to the Native American Museum, the Holocaust Museum. I got in the African American Museum again this visit, as well as we visited some of the monuments, the Martin Luther King Monument, the Lincoln Monument is in the Portrait Gallery or something like that. Lots of stuff. It was like an action-packed trip. I really like DC. I came home and I told Alonzo, the black man is free in DC.
Yeah.
That's what I felt. Mm-hmm. Like, it is in the air that the black man is free in DC. Mm-hmm. And we just got some version of freedom down here in the South.
Yeah.
But I just, shout out to DC. I just really enjoyed the city, had a good time, as well as I think the event was just that much more exciting because I work remote and I was hired for this job remotely. And so it actually turned out that this was my first time meeting my boss and my coworkers, and it's been 7 months since I've been working for this office. So it was just nice to be around people.
Yeah. And I know we used to, when we went to DC the first time, we loved it. I mean, we told everybody about it
on the podcast
and everything. So DC is a really nice place, man. It's a really nice place.
And very expensive place, too.
Yeah. Because I was just about to get into that. I was about to say, we actually thought about, when you had got the job,
mm-hmm.
we actually thought about moving.
Yes. Looked at real estate, looked at apartments, and said, nah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need about 2 promotions, or maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But
the rent is too damn high.
Yes. DC is a very expensive. But most of the people live in Virginia. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the whole DMV area, right? But like a lot of people live in Virginia and then some people live in Maryland. So it really depends, as well as the fact is my office has taken this shift from people being in the office to now we're like a 40 to 60% remote company.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. So, I think, like I said, a lot of people, a lot of companies, is that an owl?
Yeah. I was about to say, is that an owl?
There's like an owl back
we,
there.
We record outside now and there's an owl somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, interesting. Anyway.
Ooh, I'm like, who want beef? Anyway, but yeah, what was I talking about?
I don't know. DC.
Yeah, we're talking about DC. But yeah.
Oh, the cost.
The cost.
The cost of living
out there is crazy.
Yeah, but
it's always East Coast. East Coast is all out there is just crazy living, and especially down here, like the cost of living is not that much because you can get a bigger house mm-hmm. for the amount of money that they get up there for an apartment, you know?
Yes, a one-bedroom.
A one-bedroom apartment, yeah. Right. So it just didn't make sense to us. And, you know, of course, when we got that, the remote deal,
yeah,
it was good. That's what I was going to talk about, the remote. Yeah. Like, a lot of companies are starting to go remote, and I'm, like, really looking at it, like, wow, that's, mm-hmm. it's a thing now.
Yeah,
it's a
thing. I'm shocked at how comfortable I am, knowing my personality, knowing how much I like being around people and talking to people. Mm-hmm. It has been such a fluid transition for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But with that, mm-hmm. we want to get into some things. So when Janelle was gone, we like to, well, let me say this. This is not the first time Janelle left for work. Like last time, not last year, but the year before last, Janelle went, you know, different places. She went to Vegas.
I traveled often.
Often, right?
Yeah.
So I know how to maintain the house and everything like that. But the gender roles of when somebody else looks into your family or looks into the situation, it's like when they see that I'm alone with the kids it's like a whole ordeal. Like, is he going to be okay?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, are the kids, is the house going to burn down?
Right.
Is the house going to be there when you get back?
And truly, in our situation, it's the opposite.
It's the complete opposite.
Like, you were gone for 24 hours recently, and I was like, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so glad you're home.
Yeah.
And I can make it, but it's the opposite in our house.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like I got the hiccups now. I feel like had it been the other way around and it was you leaving for work, we wouldn't have gotten so much concern.
No, because everybody on the outside would have been like, she got it. She's the mom. She knows how to deal with the kids. She knows how to, you know, make dinner and clean up and do this and blah, 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 and all that kind of stuff.
Which
and
I do, but yeah, still.
But still, like, you don't, you know, people don't see that as work for women for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like, it's work, yeah, but it's not like stressful.
Not to mention, you know how to do all those things as well, and you do them just as well as I do them.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of people who expressed concern did it in a loving way, you know.
Yeah.
But we're not that family. Like, I don't know. It was just interesting to me to have people be like, "Oh, well, are you guys okay? Is he going to be okay?"
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, those are his kids too. Right. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm babysitting your kids.
Yeah. But also, can we talk about the fact that I did two deployments as a single mom? If we're gonna get that technical, like,
you've done your time too.
Yeah.
I mean, we've both had times where it was easier to, you know, take care of the household while the other's away. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was not even a thing for us when I was deploying and you had to, you know, maintain the house with Jordan or like when flip side, it's not a thing because you go to like different places at work or different places around the nation for work. And I have the kids. It's not a thing for me because you've done it so many times that I'm just like, all right, I know what to do. I know what to do here. I know what to do here. I know how to feed these kids and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know.
Feed them, make sure they take a bath, and get to school on time.
Right. I know the you know, the importance of it. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, other than that, I think the other thing that I probably had a little bit of a problem with is just being on time. Because I'm just home with all the kids. Just being on time with the kids, or not with the kids, but taking them to school or taking them to the bus stop or taking, you know what I'm saying, picking them up and all that kind
of
stuff.
Well, the beauty of that is, it's not that we couldn't survive without each other, but we complement each other.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Teamwork makes the dream work in this house.
Makes the dream work.
Yes. So, you know.
Yeah. So
I'm glad to be home.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad for you to be home, too, for some other reasons that we won't talk about.
Lord,
I might have to talk to you later about that
one. Oh, my God. Yeah. Anyway, now I don't know what to say.
Okay.
I'm excited to be home. It was a great stay. Shout out to the Grand Hyatt of D.C. What a fancy stay.
Was it that good?
Oh, my. First of all, that good.
Can I say this real quick? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm not saying don't have a good time when I'm not around. I'm saying, do you have to have that much of a good time when I wasn't around? I mean, you went everywhere. You went here, there, everywhere. You went out to eat. You went, like...
I didn't do a lot of out to eat, though.
But you was out eating.
Yeah.
But you was out. You was outside.
The conference was a vaccine-only conference. Mm-hmm. So everybody was vaxxed. But to ensure our health a little bit further, the only meals we did on our own was lunch. And everything else was served in the hotel. So they catered in everything for hotel. Mm-hmm. And if you follow me personally, you saw some of the menus. They pulled out all the stops for us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like a happy hour every night. And then wine served with dinner. And then three courses. And then dessert with coffee if you wanted coffee. I mean.
It's such a bad time, huh?
Such a bad time. I really had to slum it.
It was so much work to be done.
But you know what? Out of all that fun stuff I did, my most favorite moment of the week, I wasn't going a full week. I was going like 4 days.
Yeah, 4 out of 5.
Yeah. Was Friday morning.
Yeah.
I got up and I didn't have everybody to go to breakfast with because most people were traveling back home that morning. Mm-hmm. And so I got a recommendation to go to this place called the Lincoln Waffle House, I believe. Mm. And it was like 2 blocks away. So I said, I guess I'll take a stroll by myself.
Yeah.
While I'm walking there, I find out that Adele dropped 30 Oh,
yeah.
It changed the whole walk.
Oh, yeah.
I walked to the Lincoln Waffle House by myself, grabbed a seat at the counter, and just listened to Adele and had some really good chicken and waffles. It wasn't Southern style chicken and waffles,
but it was good.
But whatever it was, mm-hmm. it worked out.
Oh, okay.
And the coffee was even good. It was very much a diner.
Yeah.
The coffee, I mean, I highly recommend if you're ever in the DC area to stop by the Lincoln Waffle House and have some chicken and waffles.
That's cool.
But more importantly, if you are in your 30s, and also double down, if you are a mom, you have got to run, not walk, to Adele's new album, 30.
Is it that good?
It's that good.
Really?
Here's the thing. I have mastered the art of being in a healthy relationship, but still enjoying a good breakup album.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not into the Taylor thing. Like, I see the ladies going crazy for the Taylor drop. Happy for them. Mm-hmm. But this Adele drop, this is for the grown woman.
Yeah.
This is for the grown woman who has been through some things and trying to figure her life out while raising kids and building a career. Mm. That's who this album is for.
Yeah, yeah. I think you let me hear the first track, which was that called?
Easy on Me?
I think so. I don't know. It was about whatever it was about her kid or something.
Oh,
like
My Little Love. Yeah. Oh, that's my favorite track on the whole thing.
Yeah, that one. And I was like, yeah, this is actually pretty good. I didn't listen to the whole album, but yeah. I know you did. And the way that you respond to it was like, that was really good. Like, it really spoke to you and stuff like that. So, it's that song I heard for a couple minutes because, you know,
kids.
was really good. Yeah. So I do agree on that behalf. That was mm-hmm. really good. So not to say that, you know, I'm kind of, you know, shitting on you for having a good time or anything like that. I'm not at all.
I hope you're not.
No, not at all. I actually am so glad you got to spend time with just walking to the Lincoln, what is it called?
Waffle House.
The Lincoln Waffle House to just eat breakfast by yourself.
Took myself on a date.
Exactly.
Lovely. Yeah.
I mean, I love that because when I had my time to be alone, I took a nap and it was
lovely.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
I'm happy for you.
Whenever you have time to, like, you know, be by yourself on those instances and everything like that, I am so happy for you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, but wait till you get back home because it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's
here.
Crazy over here.
Don't get it twisted, though. Mm-hmm. I still missed all the you being there through all the exploration. Some of the stuff, it was like very much work oriented.
Yeah.
You know, like the museum parts and things like that. But a lot of people like hung out more after, you know, dinner was over or snuck in different things. I missed you for those parts of it because I just like exploring places with you and I love traveling with you.
Yeah.
It just didn't work out for you to come with me because people were very much like, you should bring your husband and the kids, but it's in the middle of a school week. So
that
wouldn't have worked out.
But
great trip. Speaking of music, you've got a music thing you want to talk about.
Okay. Don't kill me. Don't kill me. But I listened to the deluxe Donda album. And I like it. I really do. I really like it.
I'm not going to.
Here's the thing. Like, now you know, it's like, if you haven't listened to the Deluxe Donda album, it has some new tracks on there that's pretty good. But the way that he restructured the album, the track listing on the album, yes, most of the songs are the same songs, but the restructure makes it a so much better project than it was before. Like it just all flows together for me.
Sidebar, do you know that Adele got them to take the shuffle feature off of her album on Spotify for that exact reason?
I mean,
she's like, don't shuffle my shit. Listen to it in order. I purposefully put it in this order.
Yeah. It makes sense. And that's like what good artists do. They'll make the whole album and the tracks would just line together from how they feeling or how they are or whatever like that that as well. We was actually just watching a kid named Scott.
Yeah.
That's Kid Cudi. His documentary is out on what is it? Prime?
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime. Yeah. Yeah. I actually listened to his music too. Yeah. And his first album was just Always Speaks to Me. It was like that first album, I can honestly say that first album changed my life. Saved my life.
Wow. Are you for real?
No, I'm dead serious.
I feel like we need to have that conversation off the podcast.
Do it?
I am very intrigued by that conversation.
Well, here's a little tip. Not a little, his little tip, but his little bit.
Yeah.
When we had our divorce and everything, mm-hmm. I knew about Kid Cudi about
that time. Yeah, we had listened to Kid Cudi together.
We wanted to go to the concert and all that kind of stuff. But I listened to the album again while I was going through it, and I was going through a lot. I mean, we already talked about it.
Yeah.
And I listened to the album, and it was just like he was going through the same, not the same exact things, mm-hmm. but his emotions were the same.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you just have to go through it.
Yeah.
You just have to go through it.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry if I'm digressing, but I think it goes with this. I read something today, or I saw something on social media, and it was talking about our generation, our parents and society told us we had to grow up in our 20s. Mm-hmm. And so now we're all going through identity crisis in our 30s. Mm. Like, we should normalize. No, you're still a child and you're a little bit dumb in your 20s.
Yeah.
Like, and just normalize that.
Right.
Just sit with that. Mm-hmm. Full stop.
Yeah.
You are still forming. You don't have to be anybody. You don't have to start building no career. You don't have to start thinking about your future. You just need to be and learn and see and discover. Mm-hmm. I hope that we can provide that life for our kids, because I think you get to find yourself, I mean, not even find yourself, but be secure in yourself that much more sooner.
Right.
Right? Because mm-hmm. you would travel that journey and you weren't just forcing yourself at 100 miles per hour
to be this one thing. Yes. To fit in this one specific thing.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember being so stressed about like turning 25 even. Mm. Like, what? Yeah. That's so silly. Wow. But I remember being stressed about that. And like, I remember I was heavy into John Mayer. I've since canceled him. I know that's probably taboo for me to say cancel, but I canceled John Mayer before canceling was even a thing.
Yeah.
For my own reasons. Google it. but at the time I was very heavy into him, and he had a song. Then the lyrics said, "I'm so afraid of getting older that I play the numbers game just so I can say that life has just begun." And I would sing those lyrics so like wholeheartedly, but no, literally life had just begun. Like, you know, I didn't play no number game.
Right.
I was still a child. Yeah. And, mm-hmm. and so I think that going back to what you're talking about, what Kid Cudi was going through, what you were going through, what I was going through, what our generation as millennials was going through, is that we were having identity crisis super early in life because we were trying to force ourselves into something, force ourselves into being someone. That's what you asked me what I thought about the documentary. I probably got like 10 minutes left. But what I pulled from it is that Kid Cudi got too much too young.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that weight of that, of not having anybody to give you guidance, and but also being a genius and not knowing what to do with your own geniusness, mm-hmm. Is something in itself.
Yeah, it is.
And he constantly said, like, I wouldn't wish my life on my worst enemy. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like it's the pressures that he felt. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's definitely like, and when I watched the documentary, I felt those same feelings that I had, but not in a negative way, in a positive way of that's how I felt, and I feel sad for him. But I know doing the process is going to make you a better person, a better father, a better husband, a better human being. Period.
Yeah.
And also with the creativity of it as well too. Like, I've always kind of held back my creativity.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but yeah.
Yeah, because I was always afraid of it. I was always afraid of how would people think of it or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So with that, and also with just trying to do the right thing all mm-hmm. the time, I feel like that's like the basis, not the basis, but that's like the overall reason why we got divorced is because I feel like it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. So like putting that into my mind and putting that into in perspective at that time,
yeah,
it was just like I have to do this because it's the right thing to do, and and this is what, you know, society tells me to do. I gotta do.
I was just about saying, who says it's the right thing?
Right, like, exactly.
Who decides what's the right thing is?
Right,
like who's the right thing committee?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So I was just battling with that. So when I would listen to Kid Cudi, he'll be so vulnerable in his music that he'll just be like, this is how I do it. You know, you can like it or not. That's cool mm-hmm. with me. You know, if you mess with me, I mess with you. If you don't, that's fine.
You know what also stood out to me that I loved and inspired me? He was like, I was just putting out what I liked and making albums for me. And if people liked it, they liked it.
Yeah.
And I've heard that from a few different creative people who are successful.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you remember we watched that Mary J. Blige documentary, which is also on Prime. Go check that out. That's pretty good.
Definitely.
And she was saying that her nephew told her, oh, auntie, you wrote My Life for me. And she was like, no, baby, I wrote that for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, it inspired me. I feel like the same thing. I think I come up with ideas all the time, but I'm always like, well, what are people going to think? Are mm-hmm. people going to listen? Are people going to care?
Yeah.
I've even had people tell me, like, I don't think you need to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I don't. I'm so glad that we've at least found this outlet to express our creativity and right. share what we think. But mm-hmm. I lost my train of thought.
Oh, no.
But mostly just I felt inspired to, like, no, just do. Oh, he said he was putting out what he needed to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have thoughts or revelations or something, and I'm like, yeah. And I would like to share that with other females. Specifically, I have, you know, like, I feel like my calling is in supporting women. So I'll have something, and I'm like, nobody don't care about that. Yeah. I don't need to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And so to hear him and other creative geniuses be like, nah, I just put out whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And people related to it.
Yeah.
Because that's really all we want to do. We want to be seen. We want to be heard. We want to be relatable.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's how a lot of great artists are like that. Like you said, Mary J. Blige, mm-hmm. I'm saying Kid Cudi, Kanye.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, he might be a little...
I don't know who can relate to that.
But honestly, this is how I feel like I feel like Donda is... The deluxe Donda is really speaking to me. I feel like if you... see that if you know his state of mind, basically,
mm-hmm.
like
mm-hmm.
he's out of there,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's call a thing a thing. He has bipolar.
He has bipolar. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He has bipolar
disorder.
Bipolar disorder. Uh-huh. Yes. So he has that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just look at it in that lens,
yeah.
and listen to his music,
yeah.
you will understand why he's saying the things that he's saying. Not outside the music,
yeah,
but in the music,
yeah.
you will understand why he's saying things that he's saying. Like, I think one of the calls is called Jail.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even want to know if he went to jail or something like that. But it's just like, it's just so much thing. There's a new track on there too. He has about Andre 3000. And Andre 3000 is spitting his ass off on that.
I'm like, give us the album.
I need the Andre 3000 album.
Just from that verse that he spit on that track, mm-hmm. I'm like, you got stuff in your spiral notebook.
Yeah.
We need it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That. Release the music.
And here's the thing. When other artists compare each other, not compare each other, but complete mm-hmm. each other, or like, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not
compete.
Not compete, but
collaborate.
Collaborate. Uh-huh. Yes. When other artists collaborate with each other and mm-hmm. they collaborate for the sake of just creating,
yeah.
good stuff happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
on that same track with Andre 3000, Kanye sound like Kanye.
Yeah, he does.
He really sounds like Kanye. Like,
yeah.
this is how it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I just been digging the Donda album, the Deluxe, Donda the Deluxe album. I've been digging that. So, call me for what you will. And like I said, that first Kid Cudi album.
Yeah.
Like, saved.
I cannot wait for us to shut this down and just delve into,
go
that.
Into that.
Yeah.
And I can go track by track on what
yeah.
it's done for me.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
But yeah, so.
Switching gears.
Yeah, switching gears.
So, one of the museums that I traveled to, like I was saying, was a Native American museum. Mm-hmm. And I have a little bit of deeper knowledge of Native American history and stories due to our time in North Dakota.
Yeah.
And I love that I have that. As a matter of fact, I mean, the culture was so ingrained in even the area we lived in that at my college graduation, we had people come in and play the Indian drums, like, to celebrate the celebration. So I have mad respect for the Native American people. I don't even like to call them Indian, even though some of them like to be called American Indian.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that too, whatever they prefer to be called.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and speaking of that, that museum, where did Jim come from?
I don't know.
That museum, sometimes my brain scares me because I said that so confidently.
Yeah.
But that museum really stirred up a lot of emotions in me, mostly anger,
mm-hmm.
because of just what the American people have done to our indigenous people.
Yeah.
But also, of course, there were pieces about Thanksgiving. And if you're even slightly educated, you know that the story didn't go like they taught us it went when we were growing up. But with that said, I'm learning that the new PC way to talk about Thanksgiving is to not call it Thanksgiving.
Really?
To just call it a holiday.
Hmm.
It's a holiday.
Okay.
Out of respect and acknowledgement of like, no, that didn't go down like that. It wasn't a thankful situation.
Yeah, it wasn't.
You know, I agree with like, let's sit down, let's break bread, let's show gratitude, let's express what we're thankful for. I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm not with like the story of keeping up any of that foolishness.
You know what? And I think like, and I could be tripping right now, but I think like society now is actually going away from Thanksgiving. Like you hear, like if you really think about it, when we ended Halloween, it went straight to Christmas.
It did.
It went straight to Christmas.
It did.
Nobody even talked about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We just want to eat.
We just want to eat. That's it.
I just want the holiday food.
Yeah, that's it. But yeah. I really think that it's actually becoming a thing, too, because, like I said, there's even if you check, like, you know, I don't even know about who checks papers now, but if you go to different websites, like, you know, if you go to, like, Macy's or Old Navy, or they don't talk about Thanksgiving.
It's not a Thanksgiving Day.
It's not a Thanksgiving.
I feel like Black Friday has lost its allure, whatever, as well. No,
I think so too.
I haven't heard that being like a mass. Well, the ships ain't here, and the know, we backed up on our stuff. Maybe that's part of
But yeah, I hear what you're saying too about that too, because Black Friday used to be a thing back like in like 2010 2015 maybe and after a while, because you had that Cyber Monday and then all the stuff will go on sale on Cyber Monday, you don't got to go leave your house,
right? You got to stand in line for 4 hours. I stood in line for 4 hours to get my mom a computer 1 year.
Oh yeah, it was
4 hours? I love that girl. Yeah,
I didn't know it was 4 hours.
Yeah, I didn't get in the store till like 1 or 2 a.m.
man.
Yeah.
Man.
And you don't, you're standing in this line. You don't even know if it's still going to be there when you get to the top.
That's true.
So crazy. Us Americans, how we will just like go mad for a sale. Right. Like crazy.
I think that's what also killed the allure too. Like,
yeah.
I remember going to Best Buy on some Black Friday and they were just handing out tickets to the first ones who was there.
Yes.
If they run out of tickets, that means they ain't got no more TVs or whatever.
Right. Yeah. They give it out for the most popular items and they weren't giving out tickets for that laptop in particular. So I had no idea if it was going to be there when I got there, but thank God it was. But yeah, I think as a culture too, we've moved away from mass consumerism.
Yeah, because there's no reason for it.
Yeah,
there's no reason for it at all. And then we're all like getting to know like what's really important.
Right. I hope.
Yeah, I would hope so too. You got to know what's really important with like
after experiencing materials
and like clothing. Like nobody buys a lot of clothes anymore. Like, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
If they do, they'll buy the clothes, wear it one time, and then
flip it.
Something like that, right? So yeah, I think it's really like switching over. Yeah. This like might be the beginnings of
something. It'll just be the November holiday.
Right.
It'll be the fall break.
It'll just be the holidays, because it'll just be like Halloween and then the holidays.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
Right. Holiday season or whatever.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's actually a good thing that we are not talking about Thanksgiving. Well, of course, we love Thanksgiving because of the food.
Right.
But other than that, what's good about Thanksgiving?
I think we've moved on from talking about it in a way of like the pilgrims and the Indians and, you know.
I hope they stop doing that at school.
At school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope they stop doing that too.
Well, Jordan hadn't come home with nothing. Nor has Kingston.
I'm about to say, Kingston didn't come home either. Nothing was like, you know, what's that thing that they have, the big horn to put fruit in?
Horn of Plenty, the cornucopia.
Okay, yeah,
I think is what it's called.
So, I haven't seen one of those. Usually you'll see one of those or a Thanksgiving turkey hand or something like that.
Well, we might still get a turkey hand. I wouldn't be surprised if we get a turkey hand. Yeah, yeah.
We got a turkey hand last year, though.
Yeah, it's Turkey Day, so. Yeah.
Okay, so we
might get even that. I'll accept that name too, Turkey Day.
But we don't get anything like, oh, color in the pilgrims and pilgrims. Yeah, the
Indians I would throw that away if I did.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I hope they're not passing that out anymore.
I hope so.
It's just disgusting. We need to stop lying to our kids.
I know, for real. It has to stop. I think one, do we have anything else that you want to talk about? Okay, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is we watched a movie. And the movie that we watch.
Oh my gosh.
Would you want to say it?
King Richard.
Oh my gosh.
You guys.
Give Will Smith the Oscar today.
Yes.
Today.
Today.
Because that, ooh.
He don't need a nomination. He just needs his award.
Just give him the award. Just give it to him.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And what a beautiful story.
Very good.
What a listen, Richard Williams was not a perfect man. Mm-hmm. At all, by any stretch of the word.
Yeah.
But when you talk about visionary.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if I've ever seen any type of visionary like that before. I don't think I've ever heard another story like that before.
I've never.
Not even Tiger Woods' dad.
You don't think his dad did?
I think his dad believed in him.
Yeah.
But Richard wrote a 73-page manifesto before the girls even got here. That is different.
That's real different, for real.
That is different.
That's like if you trust in God's word to a complete T.
Yes.
And doing your work.
And letting people think you're mad. And letting people, I don't want to give the story away. Wow.
All the things that he had to deal with.
Wow.
It's all in the movie.
Yes.
And it's like, it flips it on you. Mm-hmm. It flips it on you. Yeah. And then when you go, I don't want to talk about the movie either. But
yes.
Will Smith has the Oscar. Mm-hmm. King Richard get the Oscar. Or we riot. Yeah. That's how good a movie is. Now, if you have HBO, it's for free. You can check it out.
Yeah.
But recommendation, check it out in the movies.
Yes. After watching it, was like, I can't believe HBO gave us this for free. Mm-hmm. Not free, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
As well as, I wish that I would have paid my little dollars at the theater.
Yeah. I thought, hey.
We can still do it.
I'm about to say, we can still do it. I'll go.
Yeah, we can still do it.
You know what I'm saying?
It was that good.
Just to put a little bit. Here's my little $10 for you, Will Smith.
Yes.
Here's my little $20 for you because you earned it.
I was blown away. I highly recommend it. It could be a great after-dinner movie on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, maybe not after dinner because then you start falling asleep with the turkey and all that kind of stuff. You can't sleep on this movie.
True that. Yeah, do not go to sleep on this movie.
You can't sleep on this movie.
But I feel like it's not long.
No.
And it moves to where you're like, you're keeping up.
Yeah. You know, it does. Yeah. It really does. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that movie is so good. That movie had me cry like at least 5-6 times.
Yes.
Like no BS. Oh,
I love seeing you be that gentle.
I was trying to hold him back, bro. I was holding back the thug tears, bro. I was like, don't do this to me. Oh, she came out with the beads.
Yeah. Oh my god.
What her mama had told.
Just so much black pride and black love in that movie too.
Actors were so good in this movie. All of them hit it on the T.
Yeah.
But Will Smith though.
Like, you know that Serena's the GOAT.
Oh, yeah.
You know that Venus is a beast.
Oh, yeah.
But you've never heard this story. Mm-mm. You've never seen this side of it unless you are mega fans.
Yeah.
You've never seen it from this lens. You've never seen the beginning stories of it, the root of it, the way it is shown in this movie.
The way that it was shaped and,
yes,
you know,
meticulously planned.
Plans to the T.
Yes.
To the drop of the ball. I mean, like, oh my gosh. Yeah. And then do a little bit of research after you watch the movie because that's what Janelle did. And she's like the queen of research.
Yes.
But she done found some other stuff out before too. Like, she found out about, you know, the, now it's kind of, you know, pretty crazy. Like, we just talked about Kanye too. You know, he has some crazy ways.
Yeah.
He has some crazy ways as well.
Yes. And like I said, he's not a perfect man or even close to a perfect man by any stretch of the word. What I do know is he is probably the visionary of the century in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, because wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, I really wanted to talk about that before we go out of here. I know we got a little out, you know, carried away a little bit. You know, we were about 4 minutes over the mark. I know how you like to do it. So I just wanted to talk about that movie.
Yeah.
That was Pursuit of Happyness
Oh, yeah.
Deluxe.
Oh, my gosh. He's so phenomenal. Oh, my gosh. They've been robbing that man. Yeah. I would have just gave up on everybody. I would have been like, y'all don't get any more of me.
No.
Because y'all don't respect me.
If I don't get this Oscar, I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. For real.
But yeah, okay, y'all. So that's all we got. Unless you got something else.
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, cool. That's all we got for this episode of the podcast. Thank you guys for listening. We really appreciate it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you guys. Till then, I'm Zoe.
And I'm Jen.
And y'all take it easy. Have a nice holidays. Peace.
Peace.